Hello everyone, my name is Lavanya and I'm here to talk about Azure Files. Azure Files enables users to easily lift and shift applications to the cloud that use on-premise file shares to share data between parts of applications. The Azure File Service exposes file shares using SMB 2.1 protocol. Applications running in Azure can now easily share files between virtual machines using standard and familiar file system APIs like readfile and writefile. A common pattern for distributed applications is to have configuration files in centralized locations where they can be accessed from multiple virtual machines. These configuration files can now be stored in an Azure file share and read by all application instances. These settings can also be managed via the REST interface, which allows worldwide access to the configuration files and also opens a variety of hybrid scenarios. Developers or administrators working on virtual machines in the cloud can now share a set of tools, utilities, using Azure Files, as installing and distributing these utilities on each virtual machine can be cumbersome. And finally, Azure Files is built on the same technology as the blob, table, and queue services, which means Azure Files is able to leverage the existing availability, durability, scalability, and geo-redundancy that is built into our platform. Today, Azure Files is in preview, and all customers are encouraged to participate in this preview program. I will now walk you through a simple demo of how one can create a file share. What you need is a storage account, which can be created via the portal, PowerShell, or REST API. I have a storage account that is enabled for the preview program. I'm using PowerShell to create my file share. I'm using the new storage directory to basically create a directory under the file share. I have a text file on my local machine that I will upload to this file share. This is my file endpoint, which contains my storage account, my file share, and the directory, and this is the text file that has been uploaded. Now let me mount the file share from my virtual machine. This PowerShell command enables me to mount my file share. There we go. The Casa Demo directory 7 is what I mounted. And there's a directory and the text file. So as you can see, the other support for Azure Files is PowerShell. Customers can also use AZCopy that helps copy files which are larger in size from local machines to file share in the cloud. The current scalability targets for Azure Files is one can have 5 terabytes per share and a file can be up to 1 terabyte. Do check out our documentation on azure.com to learn more about Azure Files. Thank you for your time.